Hey y'all, welcome to this week's episode of Filled and Poured. Today's blog is titled A New Word. Back in December, I wrote a blog called Holding On to a Word. It was inspired by experiencing a tough heartbreak in 2022 that left me embarrassed, feeling like a failure, and unsure if life would ever get better for me, or if I even deserved that. I came across a scripture that encouraged me to keep going. It was Psalm chapter 27, verse 13. I remain confident of this, I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Every day, I needed the reminder that things wouldn't always be this way. It was my lock screen for months. At that time, I would be drowning in a puddle of tears, but I would read that scripture and I felt the smallest glimmer of hope that just maybe, if I kept holding on, things would get better. I held on to God's word. Every time I think of how far I've come, especially this time last year, I have to stop and thank God for keeping me and being with me through those heart-wrenching moments. It was so bad that I would pray and look forward to a time when I could finally go 3 days without crying. Now that I'm finally on the other side of heartbreak and discovering joy in my singleness, I still find it to be true that there's still struggles I'm facing, like all of us, but I can always remember what helped me to get through the last one. Take this for example. I'm working on enjoying the spring and summer. Almost everyone loves when the weather warms up. You can finally crank up the grill, go to the pool, have ice cream and picnic dates, and the list goes on. But then there's me. Although my guilty pleasure is a burnt hot dog, I actually enjoy the cooler times of the year, where my makeup isn't sweating off from walking to the car, I'm not running from bees, and I don't have to worry about being woken up from the crash of thunder. I really want to like the warmer months, but I realize I look at most of the beautiful things about this time of year through a lens of fear, like what about the bugs and the harsh weather? I came across a message from Pastor Jerry Flowers. If you haven't heard of him before, you're missing out, by the way. It's called I Fear Failure. He may not have spoken about lightning and wasps, but it was all related to fear. He brought up a scripture in the Bible that I am choosing to hold on to in this season called Psalm chapter 37, verse 23 through 24. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. So, as I'm learning to enjoy this time of year, I will cling to that scripture. Whenever I face a situation that I'm unsure how to navigate, I can remember that my steps are ordered. And whenever I'm learning a tough lesson or going through a storm, literally and figuratively, I'll remember that my God is with me, holding my hand. What scripture or truth are you holding close to your heart this season?